says, I am the true vine, and my Father, he is a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away, and every branch that beareth fruit is purged, pruned, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, that you are our God and our Savior. You saved us, Lord, by dying on the cross of Calvary. You paid the price for our sin. You took upon yourself all that we have done, and you have nailed it on the cross and said, it is finished. How blessed we are this evening to come before our true living God who loved us so much and gave his life. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We just humbly bow down before you that you'll give us the wisdom, that your word will, Lord, help us this afternoon and guide us and lead us, Father. And Lord, so that, Lord, we will bring much fruit and bear much fruit for thy kingdom. Thank you for this evening. We pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This evening I'd like to speak on the subject of abiding in Christ. Abiding in Christ. There are a few questions I need to ask this evening to myself. We can ask for ourselves. I'm not to see who's sitting by me and ask him, okay, this question is for him or for her, or it's for my wife or for my children or for my grandchildren. No, it's for me. I need to ask this question to myself. Ask yourself this question. What is God's will for you? Or what is God's will for me? And many times there are a lot of people, Christians, are still sitting and searching and waiting to know what God's will for their life is. It's very simple for us to ask the question, but it's very hard to understand what we're asking for. But I need to understand to myself and ask myself this question, what is God's will for me, for my life? If I don't know about it, how can I tell others what is God's will for him or for her life is? I need to be certain, without a shadow of doubt, that I know what God's will for my life is. The second question I should ask to myself, and you need to ask for yourself this question, what is the most important thing in my life? What is the most important thing in my life? And if I know what is the most important thing in my life, I'm going to shout for glory and hallelujah. But many times we see that I cannot answer this question, but the other things come and take place in my life, rather than the most important thing that should be in my life today. So ask yourself this question. And this question should be, who is number one in my life? Who is number one in my life? My wife, my children, my grandchildren, my assets, or all that I have. Is this the number one? So that question, I need to answer myself. I don't need to go and answer to anybody. And I don't need you to come and answer to me. I don't want the answer. You need to answer to yourself if you understand that. That who is number one in my life. The other question that I need to ask to myself. What is wrong in my life? Well, it seems that there is nothing wrong in my life, is it? We look around our life and I'm good. There's nothing wrong in my life. And this is what I think, but we have to ask this question, what is wrong in my life today? And if you get to the answer, you can just thank God that God, you showed me the answer that I'm looking for. Answer that is searching for what's wrong with me. And the other question that you and I need to ask today, what do I need to do about it? What do I need to do about it? If I know that there is this thing's question that I have this evening and I'm not settled with it, and I'm disturbed, and I need to ask this question again to myself, what do I do about it? There's something that I can do. There is someone I can call. There is someone I can look unto so that I can know what the Lord is doing and wants to do in my life. Here the Bible said, except ye abide in me. Except ye abide in me. Except ye abide in me. The Bible says. And he says there, for without me ye are nothing. You think that we are something, think again. Because I was nothing. I thought I was something. But then Jesus came into my heart. I understand. Without him I was nothing. What about abiding applies to me? What is the application? And how would I look into God's word to search to know that how I can abide and what it helps us. Here it helps us that when we abide, we have union with Christ. By the new birth, the day I come to know Him as my Lord and Savior, by salvation, by accepting Him and saying to the world, I repent from my sin, saying to myself, I am a sinner. No, unless we acknowledge that, we are nothing. I need to acknowledge that. I need to bring it before God so that I can have that union with Christ. And then we see the life is depending upon the union with the vine. And Jesus is the vine. And life also depended upon, totally upon God today. And without Him, you and I are nothing. See, we have a great communion with Christ. So the question, when I know and understand first what abiding implies, then I can know that I have a great communion with God. And through Him, I was able to know all the questions that I have this evening for us. What is God's will for me? What is the most important thing in my life? What is the number one thing in my life? What is wrong with my life? Or what do I need to do about it? Now, I totally depend upon God, not anything else. So, communion with Christ. And we should always be communion with Him in prayer, in reading of His Word, looking unto Him in every thing that He has for us. His way should be in our lives. His way should be in our lives. It should be our ways. His ways should be our ways. It should be in our life. This is achieved by reading His Word. This is achieved by knowing Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is achieved by walking with God. Day in and day out. It's not only on Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday night, or whenever. It is every second of our life. As long as we have that breath. It is that we going to have that union with God. And that is through Christ, our Savior. So I need to abide in Him. Jesus said, except ye abide in me. If I don't abide in Him, I'm nothing. Because through Him, I was able to know who I am. What is my destiny? If I die today, where am I going to end up? You see, I didn't have a hope before. I didn't know where I'm going to go. I was relying on religions. I was relying on Pearson. I was relying on my grandfather as a priest. He would help me. But no, they wouldn't help me because they don't know themselves. I need to rely on Christ. I need to be dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ because He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way. You tell everybody about it, that He is the only way. He is the only way to the Father. There is no man can come unto the Father except by Him. Jesus is the only way. And we need to make it loud and clear so that people know that Jesus is the way. He is the truth and He is the life. So that they don't have any excuses when they stand before God. So we need to achieve that by studying God's Word daily. As I said this morning, it is not a popcorn study. I mean, I need to study God's Word. I need to depend upon it. I need to get all the resource because it's full of resource here. For everything. Anything you question you have, all the question I have this evening, it is all here. It's a great book. I need to depend, I need to believe in it, that this is what God wants. And when I understand that, then fourthly I know that He walks with me and He talks with me. Tells me I am His own. I love that hymn. Because that's how I know that when I walk with Him and He talks with me and He tells me that I'm His. How personal He is to us today. It is a very personal God. You know, He loves you people here in Australia. He loves all the Fijians in Fiji. He loves all the Indians in India. He loves all the Chinese in China. He loves the entire world. I was thinking about it. How can a blind God can love everybody? He can't see Himself. How can He? No, I don't understand that. I feel sorry for people who are worshipping idols and statues, bowing down before it. You know, in my all this temple serving, I didn't only bow down before. We have to walk in the fire. We have to pierce ourselves with all kind of needles all over the face and, you know, inside your mouth, your tongue will be sticking out, you piece it in. That is sowing to please your God. And at that time we don't feel it because that's all the work of the devil. But next day, you see all the pain for our rest of the week. But they are committed, they are dedicated to the idols. If I'm committed this evening, I'm dedicated to God. I know that He walks with me, I know that He talks with me. And He tells me that I'm His. I belong to Him. Second thing is what a binding involves. What a binding involves. In a binding here we see in verse 5 helps us to understand that we need to be total dependent upon God. Not on what we possess. A lot of people are very possessive about their position, their status, who I am. This is I am knownness. I am professor so and so. Or I am doctor so and so. You know, and I am say so and so. Very possessive about who we are. But I need to be dependent upon God because it involves that I totally depend upon God and nothing else. The Bible talks about in 1 Peter in chapter 5 verse 7, it says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Hey, we can say it, we can read it, but when trouble comes, when we need to cast our care, we don't. Because we are so possessive of ourselves. So we need to casting all. If I want to be depending upon God, I need to know and learn to cast all my cares upon Him, for He cared for me. And then there must be obedience. I need to be obedience to God. Obedience shows love. That how much I love and care for what God is. And that love, not only from me, but it flows in me and through me, reaching many, many for the glory of God. And that obedient love is sharing the gospel to the lost and dying. There may be someone sitting and watching and waiting that somebody will come and tell. You know, I was watching and waiting and looking at my aunt. Why? She has this and we don't. Till she took me to the church. There may be someone. You may ask one. They say, no, don't give up on asking. Keep asking. And keep praying for them. You never know what God will do. The songwriter said, trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus. Only trust and obey. Beautiful hymn, isn't it? But we sing all the time. We know the words. But when it comes to trust in Jesus, we don't do. We fade away. It's a beautiful hymn. When trouble comes, we need to start singing. You know, I need to trust and obey. Because He is the only way. We must continue to do what God wants us. That means keeping on and keeping at it. Don't leaving it tomorrow. Because tomorrow we don't know what it's like. Whether I'm going to see tomorrow or not. Because tomorrow is going to come and go. I must depend upon God now. So that with Him I can see what He has. I must have His strength in my life. His, not mine. His strength. Because Jesus said to this young man, that lawyer, what is the first commandment? And he says, love your Lord, your God with all thy, and with all thy, and with all thy, and with all thy strength, isn't it? So we come, so we need to obey God, and we need to give all our strength to Him. Because He gives us the strength. And we need to depend upon Him. So that this strength that He gives us is going to continue throughout the day, throughout the night, next day. As long as He gives us breath, He's going to continue to give us strength. Whatever the condition it may be for you and I, but He will continue to give us strength. You know, it's very easy to walk on fire and coals of fires and showing the world that how dedicated I am. But to serve a living God with that dedication brings a lot of difference. We walk on the fire to show people, but it's just a show. Possessed with the spirit of devil. There's so many rituals you have to do to able to do that. But yet Jesus doesn't ask to do that. He doesn't ask to walk in fire. He doesn't ask to please ourselves. He just simply asks us to trust Him. He just asks us to trust Him. And we need to trust Him by coming together. And the third thing we see here, abiding includes, the key word is to abide. And it brings security. Psalms 91:1, he says, under the shadow or under the watch care of God. You see, abiding gives you the security and it brings that you are under the shadow of His wing. You don't need to fear about anything, as I said this morning. Because God watches you every step you take. Everywhere you go, He is with us. Because He doesn't live in the building, He lives in the temple. He lives in us. And He walks with us. So we don't need to worry about. What else the abiding includes? It brings cleaning. And God wants to cleanse us. In John chapter 15, verse 3, He said, ye are clean. Indeed. We are clean by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He washed us through His blood. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. He shed His blood and He cleansed us. I'm glad that He cleansed me of my sin. Are you today? Are you thankful to God that you are cleansed by the blood and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ? He cleanses. What else our binding includes? It brings great confidence in John, 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. If you read there, it said, I have done as I should. He has done as he should. He has been confident before the cross. Otherwise, he could have gone. I thank God that he faced the cross for me, personally. Just imagine God died for you and I personally. He is our personal God and Savior. He brings useful and great things to you and I today. And he uses you as an instrument, as a vessel to bear fruit. We are his mouth, we are his feet, we are his hand. In the world today, we are reaching out to our neighbors, our friends, our families. You know, we are going into an issue and praying God, you know, to save people. We are entrusted in soul. However they may be, how rude they may be, but we are entrusted in soul. Because God died for them as well. Whatever culture, religion, or they come from, God died for them. And we need to be very useful so that we can bring them to the Savior. We can bear much fruit. And then it helps us to understand that abiding includes victory. It includes victory. Jesus victoriously rose from the dead. Amen. He has rose from the dead. Hey, I don't serve a dead God. I don't need to go in the morning, dingle, 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 wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake my God up. He is alive. He is watching over me. He is entrusted in me. He is my personal God and Savior. He guides me, leads me, and he provides for us. He helps me. If anything you can remember today, and the key word is here is to abide. I need to abide in Christ. Otherwise, I'm nothing. You can have all you want today in the world, but if you don't want abide in Christ, you are nothing. Remember, the key place is in me, and that is Jesus. The key word is abiding. The key place here is Jesus. He says, in me. Then we see the key person that he wants to use is you and me. He say ye. He's talking that if ye abide, that means if you and I abide in him, we are able to bear fruits. And remember, John 15 verse 4 reminds us, except he abide in me, except ye abide in me. So my encouragement this evening is, my challenge this evening is, that I need to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. And through him and in him, I find the joy. There is no joy, no peace, nothing you can find in the world. And we see that people are running for all those things. If you have Jesus in your heart, you got all the peace and joy that he gives you without any cost. You just come with a humble heart and say, Lord, come into my heart. He will lift you up and you'll see that. You know, you'll find that you will going to be abiding in him. You're going to live in him. You're going to serve him because he is doing the work. You just need to surrender. You just need to say, Lord, here I am. Just surrender. Open your heart. Let him come into your heart. If you have not served him, he may be calling you to go and serve. What a great opportunity for you to go and serve God. So service is required and Jesus wants us to come to him without any grudges, with an open heart and say, Lord, I'm willing to do whatever you want. And if you're faithful, God is faithful. He is faithful. God is faithful for all these years in our ministry in Fiji. We started with little and God is expanding. If I'm not faithful in little, I'll be never faithful in big. So God wants, he always gives us little to start with. And whatever I have, I want to invest it for his glory. God is yours. We're investing in this soul. Educating them, helping them to know Jesus. Will you pray with us? Will you come and visit us? Will you come and help us? There is a cry. and people need to know Christ as the Lord and Savior. My challenge is this evening, let's abide in Jesus. Let's abide in Him. Let God have His way. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You for this evening. We thank You for this great opportunity You've given us. And this first day of the week, as we come and surrendered our life to You, Lord. You know, Lord, every heart. You know every mind. And Lord, who is faithful, and Lord, and who is slack. You know everything. There is nothing is hidden from Thee. I pray, God, that You'll use each one of us, Lord, for Thy glory and for Thy honor. Whatever the day lies ahead of us, whether it's good or bad, whatever circumstances, but Lord, I will learn to give thanks because I know that You are with us. Help us today, we pray, Lord, as we commit ourselves to You in Jesus' name. Amen.